In our Bibles to Romans chapter 11. Verse 6. So great evening today, right? So there is a thought for our lives, and when we have come to know Christ as our Savior, and the early we get this verse, it is better, right? So it says, if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. So this is the fundamental point of our life, the thought of our life. So this is what Christ was teaching the nation of Israel. And if you could get this thought and in all of our lives, which only can be imparted to us, as Emmanuel said, through the renewal of the mind, because a man in his own nature, he cleaves to the dust. So the renewal of grace in our lives is very important. And have you ever been in a place where we have strived so much that it did not happen to us? And I was thinking about a few things which we cannot do in the kingdom of God. And there are about seven things which cannot be done in the kingdom of God, based on Romans chapter 11, verse 6. So can we go through them? So the first one is, we cannot mix law and grace. It's not possible. I think Pastor Brian taught us this morning about a step before Bema Seat judgment. It can never be done. Yeah, the verse for that is John chapter 1 verse 16. The law came by Moses, and it was given by Moses, but grace and truth were realized in the person of Jesus Christ. So we cannot live in 1947, right? So we don't want to go back to maybe you may like black and white, but it's not suitable. So we are living in a different dispensation altogether. Like oil and water cannot mix. And law and grace can never be mixed. The second one is in Luke chapter 5, verse 36. Luke chapter 5, verse 36. He was telling them a parable. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it in an old garment. And this is another one. So would you like to do that? You try and it won't work out. That's what Christ is saying. We can never receive the word of God in our old man. The word of God has to be received into the new man. I think the greatest example we have in the Old Testament is Nimrod. The name means rebellion, and he tried to reach heaven. It is like that. God in heaven would be like, why do you want to waste your time? Why do you want to do this? And this is the second thing which we can never do it, according to Romans chapter 11 verse 6. And the third one is in Luke chapter 23, verse 45. Luke chapter 23, verse 45. When Christ died on the cross, the veil in the temple was rent. You can never stitch up that veil back. It's very difficult. Right? You don't want to do that. So you may think that you want to reach heavens, but God can come down and confuse. And it is going to be very, very time-taking and striving. It is like receiving grace without purpose in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. And the word there is receiving grace without the truth. Receiving grace without any purpose. This is the third one that God doesn't want us to do. The reason why He doesn't want us to do is He says it can't be done. I'm sorry. The fourth one is in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. You cannot block the new and living way. It's very difficult. We can never block the new and living way. And the fifth one is in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Christ has broken down the middle wall between the two cultures or two race of people, Jews and the Gentiles. And don't try to build that wall. It won't be possible. It'll collapse. You don't have the cement and mortar for that. We can never rebuild the wall that Christ once and for all destroyed by the finished work of Christ. If you have any doubt, you can take counsel from our civil engineer. The one civil engineer. Christ is building a different kind of a house for Him, because He is building the house of God here. Right? I thought about that some time back. The fifth one is we can never rebuild the wall. If it is grace, it is grace. It can never be law. And the sixth one is in Acts chapter 15, verse 10. This is from the mouth of Apostle Peter. Don't put the yoke. Don't put the yoke which our fathers were not able to bear. Please don't ever do it. And you cannot do that. And it is not the... Pastor spoke about the representation, right? We are the ambassadors of Christ. It is not going to be the right representation of the nature and character of God. And the last one is in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. This is the last one. If it is grace, it is grace, and it can never be law. For the law, since it has only a shadow of good things to come and not the very form of things, can never by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make perfect those who draw near. You don't want to move from the sunlight to shadow. Have you ever tried it? Try catching the shadow. It is not possible. God has brought us to the sunlight, and don't try to move into the shadow. So these are the seven things which we can never do it. And we may try, and we will be like Nimrod and thinking that we are going to accomplish these things. But God says it is not the standard, it is not the pattern, it is not the mode, it is not the method, it is not the formula, it is not the way that I have for you. And I have set you completely free. If the truth has set us free, it has set us free indeed. And Christ has come to give that life. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So God says in His wisdom and telling us, please don't try these seven things. It'll be very, very difficult. And you cannot do it. And have you ever told the child something like that? So when you stand and watch and the child is trying, but it is not possible. Because you know in your wisdom, you have communicated this. And this is the same thing that God is saying to us. I think our body is really a great body. And we are well taught. And we grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank You so much, Lord. You have saved us from the vain efforts that we may try. And the whole world is in one sense in that. And we have found the Messiah. We have found the secret of our life. Religion gives the message, and they keep trying it, as we heard it in the introduction. They will never be satisfied, because God, you have put eternity in our hearts. And you have communicated these things, and grace is the only means to be holy, and it is the message of all messages. And it is the message that can really set a person free. And it is who you are, and you are the person of grace. And thank you so much for putting us in this body and renewing our minds time and again, so that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.